content of this program is intended for people who are blind and impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you today from the Lyons District 31S newsletter for the month of December 2021. This newsletter is a little bit lengthy, so we edited it for length, and I will read first the items that were not included in any of the other newsletters previously. Then we'll circle back and find something if we have time. First off, the DG December message. On the road. December is National Handwashing Awareness, Made in America, Procrastination, Read a Book, Stress-Free Family Holidays, and Write a Friend Month. My December travel and activities. On the 1st, a visit to the Nashville Lions Club. On the 6th, the North Raleigh Lions Club. And on the 7th, the Whitakers Lions Club. On the 14th, sent a mid-year report and a disaster relief from Tornadoes Fund proposal. And on the 18th, the Salvation Army bell ringing with the Henderson Lions Club. January road trips. During the month of January, Zone Chairs will host their second Zone Advisory meeting with the focus on retention. My travel will include Zebulon on the 6th, Lake Gaston on the 10th, Roanoke Rapids on the 11th, Raleigh Downtown on the 12th. From the 13th to the 16th, of course, the 31N and S Midwinter Convention in Nag's Head. On the 17th, the GAT meeting. On the 19th, Henderson. The 20th, Lucoma. The 24th, Wendell. The 27th, Scotland Neck. And on the 31st, turn in Hall of Fame nominees, living and deceased. Share/communicate. Communication is critical because it helps Lyons understand that their peers have different points of view. It's easy for people to get locked into their own way of looking at things, making it difficult to learn how to see things from a different perspective. Foster innovation and learning in an era of opportunity. Explore mentoring relationships, inspiration, and equity. Nurture an inclusive and healthy community for success. Forge lifelong partnerships near and far. Position the Lions for the future. Help someone achieve their dreams. Monthly health hint. Sleep is critical for immune health, so in order to avoid difficulty falling asleep, turn off your phone, tablet, and computer 3 hours before bedtime. Those digital devices emit blue light, which suppresses melatonin, the sleep-inducing hormone, Messier says. While you can use a blue light locker for your device, a book and a hot bath are excellent and more natural ways to prepare for slumber. Character trait. Discipline is a habit, not a personality trait. It goes without saying that self-discipline is one of the most vital character traits that we can teach our children. It's also one of the hardest. Have a heart, do your part. Consider donating to Campaign 100 and Brighter Visions, or purchasing Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. These clubs are on the right track in their Brighter Visions fundraising. Cary, Columbia, Elizabeth City River, Fuquay Varina, Garner, First Flight, Franklinton, Lake Gaston, Lewisburg, Plymouth, Raleigh Host, North Raleigh, Raleigh Southeast, Seaboard, Wake Forest, Wanshees, Warrenton, Weeksville, Wilson, Wilson Luncheon, and Zebulon. These clubs are on the right track with the Camp Dogwood raffle ticket sales. Apex, First Flight, Fuquay Varina, Henderson, Jackson, Nashville, North Raleigh, Rocky Hawk, Whitakers, Wilson, and Zebulon. Membership status. District 31S has 933 members with 48 clubs. Just ask someone to be a Lion. Club birthdays. December 10th, 1936, the Littleton Lions Club, 85 years old, the sixth oldest club in District 31S. December 30th, 1936, Plymouth Lions Club, 85 years old, 7th oldest club in District 31S, dropped. Lions can laugh. My umbrella broke in half, but it's okay. There's only a 50% chance of rain. Song of the Month, Put a Little Love in Your Heart by Al Green. Tomorrow will be a better day. Having a rough day? Place your hand on your heart. Feel that? That's called purpose. You're alive for a reason. Don't give up. Prayer Concerns. Say a prayer for PDG Sherman Leathers, Desiree Robertson, PDG Andy Littleston and the military, and DG Bob Block of District 31N in recovery from his recent surgery. Let me know of anyone we can add or take off this list. Some news. The Lake Gaston Lions and American Red Cross by Lion Phil Weigel. The American Red Cross and the Lake Gaston Lions, already partners in conducting regular blood drives, partnered once again to extend additional services to our community. On November 22, 2021, the Lake Gaston Lions and the American Red Cross entered into an agreement allowing the American Red Cross to use the Lake Gaston Lions Den and surrounding property as a staging area for relief supply distribution efforts following any disaster impacting Lake Gaston and their surrounding areas. This agreement is part of a larger review undertaken by the American Red Cross to enhance disaster response capabilities within the Lake Gaston and Roanoke River Valley region. As newly appointed Northampton County Interim Emergency Director, Tony Burnett first reviewed Northampton County's ability to respond to potential major disasters impacting Northampton County. He quickly found that a significant lack of shelter and resource distribution infrastructure existed within the county. As Director Burnett spoke to the Lake Gaston Lions about emergency preparedness and thanked us for becoming a part of Northampton County's growing emergency response capability, he said, "You've got a lot of people who want to be reactive after it happens. What about being proactive before it happens?" Director Burnett petitioned David Murphy of the American Red Cross to investigate this significant shortcoming. David, a Northampton County and Lake Gaston resident, volunteers as the lead facilities and logistics coordinator for the Northeastern North Carolina chapter of the American Red Cross. As David worked tirelessly to pull together the necessary pieces, he communicated with the Roanoke Wildwood Volunteer Fire Department, the Lake Gaston Lions, and others to consider disaster response alternatives in our area. As the Lake Gaston Lions step up to serve as a distribution site, the nearby RWVFD is able to step back from its dual role as both a shelter and distribution site. Given its relatively small property size, the disaster and routine emergency response capability of WRVFD could be diminished if relief supply staging and trucking distribution activities were also occurring within their confined property footprint. The much larger 15-acre Lake Gaston Lions Den is perfectly suited for relief supply staging and distribution activities and is conveniently located less than a quarter of a mile away from the RWVFD. The Lake Gaston Lions are heavily involved in supporting our community. The American Red Cross is the nation's preeminent disaster response organization. That these two organizations should come together with others to serve the common good within our local area should come as no surprise. Here's a Technology Committee update. Report from Technology for the Blind and Visually Impaired Committee under PDG Mark Bateman. There is a great deal of technology available for the blind and visually impaired. Your club can substantially improve the life of a VIP. Contact PDG Mark to schedule a session to demonstrate some of the newest technology. He can be reached at hmbateman@hotmail.com or 252-676-3944. There's a canned food drive at the Midwinter Convention. Lion Bob Christensen will be collecting canned food on Friday and Saturday at the District's 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention for distribution to the Dare County Food Pantry. Please see Lion Bob at one of the vendor tables if you attend the convention. Thank you in advance for your support, and see you January 14th to 15th, 2022, at the convention. In memory of Helen Kiltz Weigel. Helen Kiltz Weigel died December 2, 2021, in Norfolk, Virginia, at the age of 93. Helen and her adoring husband Joe, deceased, were longtime Southern Shores residents. Originally from Minnesota, Helen was an active and generous member of Duck Woods Country Club, the First Flight Lions Club, Duck Methodist Church, and other educational, civic, and social organizations. She was a strong presence running the Lions bingo games for many years and served on several boards and committees. Helen also loved playing golf, dining out, and attending local arts performances with Joe and her many friends. Helen's clear and organized plans for cremation will be honored, and as she wished. Her memorial service was held on December 9, 2021, at 3 p.m. at Duck United Methodist Church, with a reception following. Helen and Joe's cremated remains were interred together at Fort Snelling Veterans Cemetery. Here are some other birthdays for District 31S clubs for January. January 12th, Gates County, 46 years old. January 13th, Melvin Jones, 143 years. January 16th, Roanoke Rapids, 86 years. On the 21st, Edenton with 85 years. On the 24th, Fuquay Varina at 81 years. On the 25th, Murfreesboro, 72 years. On the 27th, Warrenton with 86 years. And on the 30th, Manteo. Their club will be 72 years. Here's an article called I Am a Lion's Bell Ringer by Lion John Michener. It is giving time in North Carolina. From December 1st to December 4th, 2021, Edenton Lions gathered at local retail sites to help the Salvation Army do the most good. Yup, helping the kettle crowd again. The bells you hear as you approach Food Lion or Roses are not the carol jingle bells, but quieter kettle music. The signature single bell of the Salvation Army sounds to relax strangers. Friendships resurface or comfortably begin as iPhones are set aside. Known for their work with the visually or hearing impaired, Lions aid others in need. Robed in new garb this year, Lions spoke via large white letters on blue aprons declaring, I am a Lion's Bell Ringer. The aprons were quite attractive. My time slots were midday. I enjoy people. Some sleepwalkers still slouched, but others were skipping about with eyes alert and forward. The weather was sunny and temps were pleasant. Lions masks declared, we care, we wear, to promote safety as COVID-19 and its variants remain among us. Eye contacts multiplied as people approached. Lions initiated light conversation. Shoppers began fidgeting with their billfold or purse. Yes, coins are welcome here. You seriously welcome pennies and dimes? Yes, all day long. That's how I got my one and only quarter from Vermont. Their state motto is freedom and unity. The coin is marked 1791 and shows maple trees being tapped for syrup. How does a coin from the Green Mountain State get to North Carolina? Maple syrup runs downhill. Expect the unexpected. I noticed an adult friend exiting Food Lion, munching on animal crackers, as he did in his youth. I asked, "Where's your good-looking lady today?" He replied, "Home, I hope, because she gave you folks too much last year. No way." There is playful mischief in his eyes, probably planning more than his share of good trouble that day. The old Tar Heel relished the moment. Soon a stranger walked up and asked, "How much you folks get paid to do this?" Nary a cent," I replied. Surprised, he turned aside. That was clearly not the answer he expected. Moments later, a lady exited with a single poinsettia in hand, clearly very happy. From a distance, she looked like she was talking to her plant. Youngsters approached, many steps ahead of parents or grandparents, curious about my bell and my blue apron with large white letters. I met Dylan, Brittany, and Jarvis. One auditions to be a bell ringer, shy but engaged. I hope to see them all again. Then there was my classmate from eons ago, snow on the roof but not on the chin. He reminisced about taking his daughter to work with him on Take Your Kid to Work Day. After a few moments inside this space so different from home, Girl Munchkin looked around and commences crying. Employees stopped working. Their eyes moistened up, too. Enough water now to float Noah's Ark. Pauses. Balls again. Perplexed, Dad finally asked his daughter what was wrong. She blubbered her disappointment loudly. Where were all the clowns you said you worked with? Wow. Readers still with me will be delighted to know that the public of December 2021 were most generous. Difficult challenges have not overwhelmed us. Lions continue to mask up. Hope you will too. We care. We wear. Lions serve. Here's some news from LCIF by Dr. Yong Yul Choi, chairperson of the Lions Club's International Foundation. As we begin the start of a new calendar year, let us embrace 2022 with optimism for a positive global impact through LCIF grants. Just 6 months remain in our historic campaign, and LCIF needs your support to increase our commitment to communities and the service capacity of Lions. Thank you for your dedication to doing and giving. On Friday, December 10th, a rare late-season series of tornadoes battered portions of the southern and midwestern United States, leaving dozens dead, many others injured, and a major devastation in countless communities. When a humanitarian crisis of this magnitude strikes, we, as Lions, are ready to help. Right beside us is Lions Club's International Foundation, our global foundation. LCIF quickly responded to and awarded emergency grant funding to allow Lions in the affected communities to respond to urgent needs of the victims. You can help. Your generous donation to LCIF's Disaster Relief Fund will help deliver further funds to families impacted by the devastation. Thank you for your kindness and for working together with LCIF to rebuild lives. And here's some more news from LCI. Charter and entrance fees waived through June 30th of 2022. To help ensure that clubs are able to meet the growing needs in our communities, the International Board of Directors has extended the current charter and entrance fees waiver through June 30th of 2022. Every member matters to our service, so share the joy of being a Lion. LCIF introduces Leo Lions Share Program. LCIF now offers the opportunity for Leos to earn special recognition. For an individual donation of $20 annually, Leos will receive a special pin to recognize their support. Leo Lions Share donations are Melvin Jones Fellowship eligible and used to support LCIF humanitarian grant programs. LCIF response to COVID in Canada. As the COVID-19 pandemic peaked in countries worldwide, Canadian Lions mobilized quickly to support their neighbors in need. With a COVID-19 frontline relief grant from LCIF, Lions purchased essential personal protective equipment for healthcare providers caring for vulnerable long-term care facility residents, helping save lives. Join LCIF Chairperson Choi at Lions Golf World Cup. Play golf in beautiful Andalusia, Spain, while supporting your foundation and Campaign 100. From February 28th through March 5th, 2022, join LCIF Chairperson Dr. Yong Yul Choi and fellow Lions for the 8th Annual Lions Golf World Cup. The event will be held at the Barceló Costa Belana Golf and Spa, built in typical Andalusian style and completely renovated in 2018. It is located on the Costa Belana between Rota and Chipiona in the heart of the Costa de la Luz. It is located opposite a 27-hole golf course and is very close to the fine sandy beaches of the Cadiz coast in Spain. you will have the opportunity to play two 18-hole tournament rounds and have the choice to enjoy three different excursions or play more golf instead. All golfers, ladies and gentlemen, need to have an official handicap of 36 or better. The handicap needs to be certified by an official document of the player's golf club. The tournament is open to all golfers with a handicap of 36 and better. They do not have to be Lions yet. Play shall be in accordance with the rules of golf published by R&A Limited and the conditions of competition and local rules. The specimen conditions in the rules of golf are in effect as regards driving clubs, conforming golf balls, and time of starting. Men play off yellow tees and ladies play off red tees. Senior amateurs of 70 and older play off red tees. In the event of a tie, the player with the most points of the last round will win. If the last round points are also identical, then the last 9 holes, 6 holes, or 3 holes will count with the most points played. Tee-off times will normally be announced one day before each tournament round at the information board in the pro shop. The best 3 players with most net Stableford court points per category will be honored with prizes. Immediately after the round is completed, the scorecards must be returned to the pro shop or scoring area. If a scorecard is not returned within 30 minutes after the competition round, the player will be disqualified. Results are final after the official prize giving. The 3 best players per category have to attend the prize giving ceremony. For questions, contact Dr. Volker Bernhardt, Tournament Director, at 0034-630-794-369. The golf committee has the right to make changes to the tournament rules at any time. This special event will be played over 36 holes. 2 players, ideally from the same country, are a team. The best Stableford points per hole out of the 2 players over 36 holes will count as the team result. 1 gross prize, Lions Golf World Cup Champions 2022, and the best net results will receive trophies. First category, handicap 16 and better, ladies and men. Second category, handicap 16.1 to 28, ladies and men. Third category, handicap 28.1 to 36. Each player will get full strokes according to the official handicap. Are you going to the Midwinter Convention? If you're planning to attend the District 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention, Friday Fun Night will be a beach-themed event. The Riftides will be performing. Here are DG Randy Oxendien official visits for 2022. I'll read the January and early February visits. On the 17th, it'll be Whitaker's Lions Club. The 20th, the Lucama Lions Club. 25th of January, Enfield Lions Club. 27th of January, Scotland Neck Lions Club. Then in February, on the 1st, Murfreesboro Lions Club. On the 3rd, the Raleigh Southeast Lions Club. And on the 7th, the Knightdale Lions Club. Volunteers needed for eyeglass sorting. Are you interested in sorting eyeglasses? We are planning to sort eyeglasses January 20th to 23rd, 2022, at Camp Dogwood. We will start first thing Thursday morning on January 20th. Meals and lodging will be taken care of. We are looking for approximately 20 Lions to help out. Please call or email Tammy Thomas as soon as possible if you're interested. And Tammy can be reached at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or emailing her at tammy@nclionsinc.org. And Tammy is spelled with a Y, T-A-M-M-Y. Valentine's Day gift bags are needed for boys and girls' homes from the Newbern Lions Club. Last year, we provided Valentine's Day gift bags for the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina, and it was a huge hit. I'm asking if we can continue the tradition that PDG D'Angelo began last year. We will need approximately 250 bags. Like last year, we will need them to be received at the home no later than Saturday, February 5th. We are asking participating clubs to make approximately 25 bags each. The following is a list of gift ideas that we can pack in a gift bag. Caramel candy, individual servings of pretzels, potato chips, nuts, cookies, raisins, fruit snacks, etc. Lollipops, mini microwave popcorn bags, mini chocolate bars, and Valentine's Day candy. Other small and inexpensive items that can be purchased in bulk and be included in the bags are pens, keychains, notepads, magnets, bookmarks, toys, candy, and mints. All gift bags can be sent to Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, 400 Flemington Drive, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina, 28450. Thank you for continuing to help support the children at the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. Donating to Kentucky Disaster Relief Fund by Denise Whistler. So far, LCIF has approved $120,000 in grants for community recovery efforts in the hardest-hit area of Kentucky and multi-state relief efforts. Lions are currently working with local emergency management services to determine a plan of action once rescue and recovery efforts are completed by the first responders. All donations are MJF credit eligible and applied to Campaign 100 for personal or club goals. General Disaster is a restricted fund, so although donations receive MJF credits, they are not eligible for DCG. Credit card donations can be made online at www.lionsclubs.org/en/donate. By checking the General Disaster option, then email a copy of the receipt to donorassistance@lionsclubs.org and indicate for Midwest Tornadoes. To make a donation by check, make checks payable to LCIF and indicate General Disaster/Midwest Tornadoes in the memo field. Mail to LCIF, Department 4547, Carroll Stream, Illinois, 60122-4547. Just indicate General Disaster if donating to the overall disaster fund. Be sure to include donor information and an allocation by donor list if individual donors are expecting to receive donation and MJF credits for their donations, but the club is consolidating the funds into one overall check. Note, processing time for new donations will be a bit slower due to the holidays and office closures. Social Worker for the Blind hosts VIP's Christmas Party by Lion Francis Jordan. District Social Worker for the Blind Eddie Everett hosted the annual Christmas party for the blind and VIPs, visually impaired, at the Weeksville Lions Club on Tuesday, December 14th. Mr. Everett transferred from the Charlotte area to the Pasquotank District to replace Summer Sink, who transferred to the Dare County District. There are four districts in Northeast North Carolina, and each year the event is rotated around the four districts. The annual VIP's Christmas party will be hosted in the Dare District in December 2022, the Washington-Williamston District in December 2023, and the Chewan District in December 2024. Each December, the annual district VIP's Christmas party starts the Christmas season for the VIPs. Since Mr. Everett is new to this district, PDG Lou Creel of the Elizabeth City River City Lions Club and friends offered to assist with the VIP's Christmas party. The Weeksville Lions Club offered their clubhouse for the VIP's Christmas party. PDG Creel, his Lion member, and friends did a wonderful job, especially with the food. The VIPs were served a plate of grilled pork loin, cooked at the back door, dressing, gravy, mashed potatoes, green beans, and a fruit cup. VIPs and their caregivers, Lions and friends from the Elizabeth City River City Lions Club, three Lions from the Rocky Hawk Lions Club, Lions Francis Jordan, Ian Fultz, and Cheryl Messenger, PDG Ron Beltran, the Cabinet Treasurer, PDG Barbara Beltran, the District Secretary, five District Social Workers for the Blind, and other special guests totaled 105. Santa stopped by to visit with the VIPs and to give each one a gift before lunch. After lunch, special recognition and gifts were given to Betts Blow, formerly the social worker for the blind in the Chowan County District, who retired October 31st of 21. Betts Blow completed 41 years of service. Mr. Everett thanked the Weeksville Lions Club for allowing the annual VIP's Christmas party to be held at their clubhouse, the Elizabeth City, River City Lions Club, and their friends, for all their work in cooking and setting everything up, and the three Lions from the Rocky Hawk Lions Club who came to help. He had a bag of goodies for everyone to take home with them. PDG Creel had prepared extra food, but it was not needed. Attendance was lower than usual for this event because of the virus, and 20 VIPs were given an extra plate of food to take home with them. This was a special treat for them. Goldsboro Lions Poinsettia Sales Project by Lion Gene Getz. The Goldsboro Downtown Lions held their first holiday poinsettia sale project. The sale was a huge success. Our members sold 170 plants to friends, family, and neighbors. The plants were shipped to a Lion member's home for pickup by our members who personally delivered the plants to their customers. Sub sandwiches were ordered, the weather was clear and in the 70s, and we had fun socializing in the backyard sunlight. This was a fun event that may become an annual fundraiser for our club. Rocky Hawk Lions Deliver Christmas Baskets by Lion Francis Jordan. For more than 15 years, the Edenton Lions Club has been delivering Christmas baskets to the blind and VIPs of Chowan County. Since the Rocky Hawk Lions Club could not have their annual VIP Christmas party this year due to COVID-19 restrictions, the club agreed to make up baskets of fruit and small gifts to deliver the baskets to the VIPs living in the county. The Edenton Lions Club delivered baskets in and around Edenton. For 20 years, the Rocky Hawk Lions Club have been hosting the VIP's Christmas party on the first Monday of December, complete with a buffet dinner, live music of the season, gifts, and a chance to sit on Santa's lap and tell him what they want for Christmas. Pictures are taken with Santa, enlarged, and delivered to the VIPs before Christmas Day. The club was also not able to have its annual VIP picnic in June of 2020. The Rocky Hawk Lions have held this event at the Arrowhead Beach Clubhouse on the beautiful Chowan River. Hamburgers, hot dogs, and beach food is served while live beach music is played. After dinner, the VIPs enjoy playing bingo with extra large cards with the assistance of their caregivers and Lions. Our hope and prayers are that both VIP parties hosted by the Rocky Hawk Lions Club will be able to come back strong in 2022. The VIPs really enjoy getting out and being with friends, neighbors, and Lions, and appreciate everything that is done for them. The motto of the Lions Club is, "We serve," but our Lions Clubs walk beside the ones, VIPs, that we serve. Happy New Year, Lions, from Douglas X. Alexander, President of Lions Clubs International. Dear Lions, I love the month of January because it brings such a sense of hope, a new year, a new start. While we are in the midst of a busy season of service as Lions, I like to pause and reflect on the calendar year, the one that is coming to a close, and the one that is just beginning. It's wonderful to look back at all I did over the past year, and yet, just as important to note the things that I want to improve upon in the new year. Where might have I done better? Then I rededicate myself to service. By doing this, I am making a choice every year to be a Lion. And I could not think of a more meaningful way to begin a new year than by choosing service. Lions, you are doing so much. Take the time to celebrate your accomplishments. Then think about what ways you may want to improve in the coming months. We can all do better. The world is in need. What do you have to give? I am sending all Lions, near and far, my best wishes for a very happy new year. 2022-2023 Peace Poster Kits are now available. Peace Poster 2022-2023 Contest Kit, Lead with Compassion. Each kit contains all the materials needed to sponsor the contest in a school or youth group, including complete rules, promotional materials, and recognition certificates for participants. One kit is needed for each entry sponsored. Kits are available in all 11 languages. Kits are sold from January 15th through October 1st. Orders received after October 1st will be filled based on availability. Join LCI for Lions Day at the United Nations. Be an active part of our global partnership. With the theme, The NGO Impact on Global Health, the 44th Annual Lions Day with the United Nations will take place on Friday, March 11th, 2022, at the Westin Grand Central Hotel. Please note that due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the UN headquarters is closed to visitors and is unable to hold our event this year. Registration fees. The registration fee for Lions, LEO advisors, and guests is $110 per person. The registration fee for LEOs is $70. Registration includes a ticket to the LDUN program, a ticket to the LDUN reception, a printed souvenir program, a LCI portfolio, and an LCI pin. Headquarters Hotel. A room block has been secured at the Westin Grand Central Hotel, located at 212 East 42nd Street in Midtown East, down the street from the United Nations. Book your room before Wednesday, February 16, 2022, to receive the room block rate. Reserve your room today. LDUN event, Friday, March 11, 2022, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Westin Grand Central Hotel at 212 East 42nd Street in the Westin Grand Central Ballroom. The LDUN reception, Friday, March 11, 2022, 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Westin Grand Central Hotel in the Madison Ballroom. Join fellow attendees, Lions Club's international executive officers, UN diplomats, and program speakers to celebrate our partnership with the United Nations. Food and drinks will be provided. COVID protocol. Local requirements will be enforced and are subject to change. Currently, the Westin Grand Central Hotel requires proof of vaccination for guests attending meetings, utilizing the restaurant, or the fitness center. Masks are strongly encouraged, but not required. Please note these requirements are subject to change. Guided UN tours. Virtual tours of the UN headquarters are available while the UN is closed. The one-hour UN virtual tour offers an exciting opportunity to explore the United Nations from the comfort of your home. You will have a chance to meet live one of the UN's multilingual tour guides, who will take you on a virtual journey through the history of the United Nations and speak about the organization's work in addressing global challenges. Cancellations and refunds. The LDUN registration cancellation deadline is February 4, 2022. No exceptions will be made. All requests for cancellations must be made in writing via email to ldun@lionsclubs.org. No exceptions will be made. LDUN registration cannot be transferred to another Lion, Leo, guest, child, or a future convention or future LDUN event. A processing fee of $10 will be withheld from each approved refund for LDUN registration. For questions or further information, please contact Lions Clubs International at ldun@lionsclubs.org. Lions Campaign 100 Revisited by Lion John Michener. One would think a past district governor of NC Lions would be too tough to get sentimental. Not so. PDG Lion Herb Justice enjoyed himself so much at our meeting on July 22, 2019, he promised that he would bring his wife Julia when he returned to savor his next crossing of the Chowan River. What a view! He kept his word on Monday, October 25, 2021. Justice, a graduate of NC State and a 33-year employee of NCDOT as a signals contract engineer, returned to talk about Lions Campaign 100. Others around our world are doing likewise. In 2019, the goal of Campaign 100 began to generate an additional $300 billion by 2022 to reduce blindness, minimize diabetes, treat glaucoma, facilitate cataract surgeries, plus provide glasses and other services. The best estimate at that time was that 200 million lives could be saved over time. Unexpectedly, a unique impediment surfaced, a pandemic like no other surfaced worldwide in March of 2020. COVID-19 confuses, confounds, and complicates life. It's an invisible virus residing in the back of anyone's nose that can incubate for up to 4 weeks and morph into a lethal version of itself. Sneezes, hiccups, outbursts of laughter, or ordinary conversations generate airwaves, spreading the virus to and fro. Variants of the original virus are appearing, the Delta variant, which may have cousins. People are wearing masks and standing at least 6 feet apart from each other, per guidance from the Centers for Disease Control. Epidemiology may enter the vocabulary of ordinary conversations for the first time. Businesses, churches, corporations, daycares, government entities, hospitals, nursing homes, and schools at all levels have altered their daily practices. Airplane travel has declined dramatically. Cruise ships remain in port. Is an effective vaccine possible? Will each new variant require its own vaccine? An uncertain and indefinite threat walks planet Earth. What are lions to do? Lion Herb was recognized by Lions Clubs International as an ambassador of goodwill in 2019 for his 46 years of service as a lion. Outstanding credentials. Unwilling to retire. Ever the engineer, Justice noticed that requests to NCDOT to pave a pig path here or there continue. Pandemic or not, good service roads are always needed. Makes a pun on Lion's motto, "We serve." Service means helping others near or far. Lion Herb recalls the Tar Heels have benefited from $300,000 in hurricane disaster relief funding from LCI. A grant of $100,000 to upgrade Camp Dogwood has also been received. Thank you very much. Others listening recalled 1925 when Helen Keller challenged lions to see her situation as your opportunity. She said, "I knock on your door. I offer you a splendid opportunity for service. Let no preventable blindness happen on your watch." Or, as Keller would say on another occasion, "The only thing worse than blindness is having sight but no vision." So in a pandemic, what do a pride of lions see as their task? Due to COVID-19, lions must restart Campaign 100 efforts to secure new monies for basic work. New monies will reduce river blindness. New monies can minimize diabetes, which in 2019 was estimated to afflict 400 million people. Untreated diabetes can result in blindness. Reducing hunger and malnutrition, particularly among women, can result in healthier children. Smarter efforts to counter corruption and black market activities can result in more effective food distribution. Healthy folk are better workers. Environment awareness means that growing thousands of trees in Kenya can save farmland from an expanding Sahara Desert while providing shade and cooler temperatures as more water is retained in the soil. Lion Herb then morphed into being a tail twister. He promised that if one pledges $2 a week that results in $100 a year, or $300 over a 3-year period to heal others. A smaller commitment of $1, or $50 extra per year, means $150 over 3 years. A promise of $25 more per year generates $75 over 3 years. Making this extra effort inspires others while blessing that giver. Healing occurs which otherwise would not have happened. May lions continue to serve. And here's an item from Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dog News for Lions, January 2022. Meet summer experience camper Brooke Coleman. Excerpts from Brooke's blog on leaderdog.org. I still remember when my orientation and mobility instructor came in and told me about Leader Dogs for the Blind and their summer experience camp. I was 16 and looking for guide dog schools. Soon I was on a plane to Michigan for the best and busiest week of my life. As soon as I got there, I knew I was going to have an amazing time. I had the opportunity to experience so many things I never would have had the opportunity to had it not been for Leader Dog. They had tandem biking, zip lining, rock wall climbing, beep kickball, scavenger hunts, game nights, driving simulators, and so much more. The best part, though, was that I got to experience all these activities with other blind and visually impaired teens. I made so many friends that week, and to this day, 3 years later, I consider some of those people some of my best friends. If you ask any alumni from camp what their favorite part of the week was, there's a 9 out of 10 chance that they're going to say, Dog Day. This is the day when we got to work with a guide dog and a guide dog mobility instructor to learn about what working with a guide dog is like. Virtual Summer Experience Camp is June 20th to 24th of 2022. The application deadline is Monday, May 16th of 2022 at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Teens 14 to 17 years old in the U.S. and Canada can expect an awesome lineup of virtual activities. Just like our traditional camp, we will be exploring mobility options like guide dog travel, building leadership skills, and developing relationships with peers. Start your application at leaderdog.org or by calling client services at 888-777-5332. As with all LeaderDog programs, there is no fee for summer experience camp. In every LeaderDog lies the heart of a lion. Lions Press Center from the Lions Clubs International. Lions Clubs International has added media kits to their website. As the largest service club organization in the world, Lions Clubs International relies on members of the media and Lions to help share our life-changing stories and inspire our communities to put their kindness into action. Visit the Lions Press Center for a variety of resources, including media kits, logos, photos, templates, and frequently asked questions to help you with your story. For media inquiries or interview requests, please contact the LCI Media Relations team. You can download the complete media kit for comprehensive public relations and promotional materials, including sample media interview questions, logos, biographies, fact sheets, photos, and press materials. NCDOT Lions Club Tag. Show others that you are proud to be a Lion. The next time you renew your vehicle tag, consider ordering one with the Lions Club's international logo. For more information, visit the NCDMV website. And finally, here's a message from International President Douglas X. Alexander. Service from the heart. Dear Lion, your service has the power to change lives. So do your stories. The more you share about what you and your club are doing, the more opportunities you create for your community to join you. And there are now more ways than ever to promote your club and service activities. Whether it's marketing or branding, social media or traditional media, we have the tools to help you promote your club, energize your next membership drive, and share your life-changing stories. Let's shine a light on Lions. As anyone who is close to me knows, there's nothing more important to me than family. Family first, that's my motto. When someone tells me they can't make an event because they have a family obligation, I tell them, yes, of course, go be with your family. Quality time with our loved ones gives us the strength we need to go out and give of ourselves. We cannot fill another's bucket if our own is empty. However, Lions are a kind of family as well. A really big family with all kinds of aunties and uncles and lifetimes of stories to share. I am proud to be a part of this Lion family. And I want for Lions what I want for my daughters and grandchildren, to be sure that everyone stays healthy now and for years to come. And yet health is one of those things that isn't straightforward. There are many aspects of wellness that create health. In our roles as Lions, we work to foster all aspects of health, mind, body, and spirit. We foster healthy minds through supporting local schools and providing children with the tools and social-emotional skills they need to learn and thrive. We promote healthy bodies by educating our communities about the importance of eating well and exercising. And we grow healthy spirits by joining together in service, because serving is one thing that can truly feed the soul. By helping others, we help ourselves. Your exceptional courage and kindness have helped your community throughout this extraordinary year. And though you have already given so much, this holiday season, I ask you to consider giving a little more. Because for many families in your community, this is a time of great need. Let's give the gift of hope to those in need this season. Work with your club to plan a hunger project to ensure that families in your community have a special holiday meal to share this year. And consider a gift to your community through LCIF, your global foundation, and see your generosity make a difference for years to come. Thank you for your incredible service to your community and our world. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, and I'm reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.